There's nowhere left to run, Vasilieva.
Hand it over.
I think not, Mr. Bond. If you shoot me, then the car falls with me and shatters. Will you risk that?
I think you underestimate where I'm willing to shoot.
Is that a threat?
I don't make threats, madam.
Do you think you can shoot me and recover the car before it falls? Not even you are that fast.
Ah, damn it.
A well-played game,
Tavarish.
But the win is mine. До свидания, мистер Бонд.
Damn. This might take a bit longer than I thought.
This is Vasilieva.
I have it. Da. Good. Meet me at the exchange point as discussed in 5 hours. Do not be late if you know it is good for you. Chert. That bastard has a better shot than I expected. I'll have to stitch this. First a hot shower. I'm not meeting the buyer looking like this.
Feeling refreshed now.
Very. And I'm normally happy to see a man waiting for me in my bed. But I think I'll make an exception for you.
Oh, now that's rather harsh. And here I was hoping for a much friendlier reception. Where is the core?
Oh, such a smooth talker. And all this time I wondered the reason for your reputation with women.
I would be happy to demonstrate it to you personally. But business before pleasure, I'm afraid. The core.
Such behavior. I'm starting to think you aren't enjoying my company.
What a pussy. Release me at once.
A core, first.
Not really.
Now. No need to be so coarse.
Let me go.
Oh dear. And what's this? How careless of you not to tend such a wound. It'll get infected if you don't take care of it.
That gneiss. What are you doing?
Putting this cloth belt to better use. I'm just going to tie up your hands behind you for now. I can't very well trust you not to do anything foolish if I don't.
Bastard.
Have a seat.
So what now then, Mr. Bond? Going to interrogate me? Or torture me?
You wound me, madam. Surely you think better of me than that.
If you are looking for the core, I hope you do not think me so novice as to leave it in a dresser drawer.
Of course not. Now, stay still. This will hurt enough without you moving.
What are you
Stitching your wound. Now, stay still. Unless you would prefer ending up looking like a quilt. You shouldn't have waited so long to treat this, you know.
Why do you care?
I don't enjoy seeing a woman in pain. Call it a gentleman's code, if you like.
Such a foolish code will only get you killed.
It served me well enough so far. There. A bit rudimentary, but at least you're closed.
Good. Now release me and leave.
You're welcome. And I'm afraid I can't do that. There's still the matter of the core, as well as whom you're planning to hand it over to.
You see, I'm going to hand it over just because you treated my wound, especially one that you caused to begin with.
Well, I doubted it, but it never hurts to ask.
Go ahead. You're just wasting your breath. What are you doing?
Just helping you lick your wounds.
One more. Are you really?
Am I really? What? Starting to feel better. Good. I see my treatment is helping. Perhaps I should also reach around in front, pull your robe open. Make certain there are no wounds on your chest.
Oh, Boja.
That's a relief. Your breasts seem perfectly fine. More than fine, actually. Although those nipples are a bit hard, aren't they? Let's just check lower now. Down your stomach, slowly. Very smooth. No wounds there, either. Seems you were very lucky.
Take your hands off me.
Come now, I'm only checking your body for injuries. Though I suppose I am going to need to interrogate you now, aren't I?
What are you doing?
Blindfolding you. Seeing as I don't have a proper one, my tie will have to suffice.
What are you planning?
Asking me to give away my secrets. Now, where's the fun in that? Now, let's lay you back.
It doesn't matter what you do to me. I won't tell you anything.
Give it time, my dear. I'm sure you're going to tell me exactly what I want to hear. But first, let's open that robe and have a good look at you. Ah, good. I don't see any more wounds from here, either. Oh, but those nipples are still so hard. Does this excite you?
Пошёл нахуй!
Such language is unbecoming of a lady. What if I just lightly blow on them? My, my. So sensitive. And the other? Let's see if the rest of you is just as responsive. Down your chest. Stomach. Hips. And right over. Oh, very sensitive there. You've got goosebumps all over your skin. Let's try something else, shall we? Ah, this little powder brush of yours will work nicely.
What are you...
Let's just run this slightly over your neck. Oh, you're shivering. How about between your breasts? Maybe even brushing those nipples just ever so lightly. Very responsive. How about just under your breasts? Down your stomach? Around your navel? And further down, along the inside of your thigh. Oh, you jumped. Is that a sensitive spot for you? Right here on your thigh. It is, isn't it?
Damn you. Taking advantage of me like this.
Advantage? Madam, I don't have a single hand on you. But I suppose that means we should move on to something a bit more stimulating.
Colin, what is that?
I took the liberty of ordering some champagne while you were showering. I'm putting the ice to good use, running it down your neck, slowly, along your breasts. Your skin is so hot, Eleona. The ice is melting before it even touches you. I wonder if I just hold it right over your nipple, let the heat of your body melt it until a single drop forms right over it, and then drips. Oh, what a reaction. Why don't we try the other one? And drip. Lovely. And now, let's slowly circle around and around those hard nipples.
Stop. Stop it.
Is it too cold for you, madam? Well then, let me warm them for you.
Stop.
By the sound you're making, I don't think you want me to stop. Let's see. Oh, the ice is melting over your stomach, slipping right between your legs. I'll need to warm you up down here as well, won't I?
Don't you dare!
My word, you are soaked down here. Surely that's not just from the ice water, my dear. What a lovely bouquet.
Don't!
Just running a finger over your slit, and it's coated. Not bad at all. I wouldn't mind getting a better taste.
Niet. Stop. Don't.
You taste divine. Sweet. Succulent. I can feel you quivering. Are you ready to come? Come for me, Eleona. Come hard for me. Let me taste that desperate release. Come on, then. Come. Come for me. Delightful. Breathe, my dear. I can't have you passing out on me just yet. Your skin tastes so sweet, Aliona. Your entire body is like a fine wine.
Bless me. Bless me, Mia. Cannot take this teasing anymore. Take me. I need it.
Really now? Are you sure that's what you really want?
Fuck me, damn you!
You see, I told you that you would say exactly what I wanted to hear. Now, let's get that blindfold off. I want to see your eyes.
And my hands?
I'm afraid not. Safety precaution. Surely you understand.
Fine. Now hurry up and fuck me.
Such a dirty little mouth.
Oh, Boja.
Oh, damn. You're a bit tighter than I thought you were.
Da, glubže, išo, da.
Damn, your cunt is on fire, Aliona. You must have needed this badly.
Do you ever shut up?
Only when my mouth is occupied with something else.
Then kiss me. If it will make you stop your incessant prattling and fuck me.
As you wish, madam. Yes. Moan for me, Aliona. Make that beautiful music.
Da, da, but так сильнее, о боже, трахай, трахай меня.
Yes. Fuck. Yes. Every part of you feels so damn good. Including this lovely ass. I just have to sink my fingers into it. You like that, don't you? Like a bit of pain with your pleasure. Maybe a bit of this. More. Like this. You don't want to be treated like a lady, do you? You'd rather be taken like some tart, like a whore.
Да, пахай меня, как шлюху, как дешевую шлюху. О, сильнее, пожалуйста.
If that's what you want, then I'll gladly oblige.
Да, вот так, вот так. Боже мой, еще, еще.
Come on, then. Come on, you dirty little slut.
Еще.
Ah, yes. Come on. Harder. Oh, God. Yes. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Come for me, Aliona. Come for me. Come for me. You have quite a dirty little mouth on you, Miss Vasilieva. I rather like it.
You really never shut up, do you?
I still manage to make you come hard, regardless. Twice.
Touché, Mr. Bond. But if you think this is going to make me tell you where the core is, you're sadly mistaken.
Oh, don't concern yourself with that. I already found it while you were showering.
What?
Strapping the case under the bed frame was a decent call. I might not have found it if it were not for you taking that long shower.
So then all this had nothing to do with getting the core?
Why so disappointed, my dear? Didn't you enjoy my little interrogation?
You are a pig, Mr. Bond.
What a terrible thing to say, madam. Although, there is still the matter of finding out about your employer.
Well then, perhaps you will need to grill me harder for information.
I suppose I will. But you do understand. I'll have to keep you restrained, however.
Just as long as you shut up.
mm.